Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What? You got it, Pat.
Here's the thing. I will say this. Back then, you basically knew every white person was racist. Now it's so hidden. You don't know. You don't know what you fighting against: racism, capitalism, being canceled, so much shit that we fighting against now. It's just, I'm not saying it's worse. I'm just saying, like, every generation has their struggle.
You're talking about gray hairs, by the way. You started from when you pressed record. They were just like, "Oh, this is a Malcolm X episode."
You talk about the stress that gray or the gray hairs bringing, you know, because you stressed out and stuff, and you know they're more stressed back in the day. I mean, at the end of the day, I'd rather deal with this than possibly getting hung at any moment in time. So,
yeah,
I'm getting canceled on Twitter.
Dark but true.
Twitter
niggas was getting hung by people they didn't know. That's the craziest part.
Yeah.
You say what?
Niggas was getting like killed by people they didn't even know like that. Oh, it was just like they were just walking home or something. That's stressful as hell.
That's the thing. You walking home, you thinking you cool. Oh man, cool. I'm about a half mile away. Then a car pull up, you out of bounds, boy. And you like, oh shit.
I feel like it's still like that in some areas.
Oh yeah.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I'm sure back then it was insanely stressful. That's why everybody looked like 45 by the time they were like 19. You know them like old pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Like, this was me back in the day. And you'd be like, oh, shit, you was 50? It's like, nah, I was in high school.
You was 50?
I was in high school. I
mean, some sundown cities still exist now. That's when people be like, oh, Russia doesn't exist. I'm like, there's still sundown towns.
Yeah.
You drive through the wrong town at the wrong time of night. They don't care. They're not afraid of you. You know how, as a black dude, we wear our pride like, I'll beat your ass. They'd be like, boy. And especially in the South, not afraid of you around here, boy.
What's the telltale signs? Because I feel like I was driving through New Hampshire, and once I saw a couple of, what are them Police Lives Matter flags, the black and blue ones, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Man, listen. I was trying to figure out what platform to make this video on. But fuck it, I'm just doing a hot take. Anybody with that flag or an American flag on their pickup truck or in their yard, I just automatically assume a racist.
Yeah.
Automatic. And it's going
right through the back window.
Flag, in my mind, and the people I was having this conversation with, in our mind, the American flag is now a symbol for racism. Especially like that.
Pretty
sad. Thin blue line or like that little. The black flag that they be having, the flag with the black stripes that you having on pickup trucks, I'm just like,
yeah,
racist.
Because they used it, you know, they used it when it was doing their dirt. You know what I'm saying? That's not what the flag was for. It's like the rainbow. The gay people. It's like, this wasn't the intention. Like, y'all just took the rainbow and it's now it's y'all's. That's not fair. So it's very similar to that. It's just like it was used so much violence. You're just like, ah, damn, I can't even rep the flag. I gotta make the flag red, black, and green.
Just change it. I don't know what it's not a flag. It's like this drapery, but it's like a white drape that has the blue and red stripes, and it'd be like going like that. They'd be on houses and tables and stuff like that. But it reminds me of like a slave auction. Like when people put that on their houses and it looks like all plantation-y. Yeah. I don't know what it's called, but that's definitely a sign for me. I'm like, ugh, I don't know what that is.
Have y'all ever seen a lawn jockey in real life?
What's that?
Yeah. Like a real little black man with a jockey outfit on in the people lawn. They used to have a, like they had one on if you watch Back to the Future, they had one in one of the yards in the '50s. It was like it was real popular in the '50s, '60s.
Little, it's like an anti-black decoration.
Yeah, it's like blackface, like an Aunt Jemima or something. Like those Aunt Jemima, those little blackface toys people find and stuff like that.
Well, was it always black only? Was lawn jockey considered just black, or was it just a thing? And then when you had black ones, it was just considered racist, or was it
there's
always?
There's a couple of there. I see white ones too, but the black ones look like this.
Yeah, like they be having them now. They look like they in blackface, red lips, all that.
Yeah, if you watch, there's an episode I think recently of Curb Your Enthusiasm that kind of happened. Yep,
he took the lawn jockey out.
Hold on, Ben. I think I know the one you're talking about.
Towards the end. That was towards the end when he was his whole season was about not being racist.
Yeah, because he helped the lady out. He gave her even black lady water just to give her water, but not
in Atlanta.
Yeah,
at a voting booth.
Yeah, it was a great season. It closed it out straight. Closed it out strong.
Pat, is this the one you're talking about right here?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, buddy.
That's down there where Meg stayed. Meg stayed down there with all them racists.
What? Me and Ronnie. Don't just put me out there.
No, I'm even further in the woods. I'm in Athens. Oh, yeah. So it's like my racism got a little bit extra. I got a racism with a side of racism. Yeah. Extra side.
You know, where are you?
I'm in Athens. You know, if the cop got a Boosie fade, your ass going to jail. That's just know that if he white with a high ball fade, you are either gonna get shot or you going to jail.
Immediately, no questions asked.
If he got a good blend on his fade, you dead. You done.
If he's a cop fresh out of the military and he down in Athens, you getting killed.
The Marines, there's a lot of them is Marines, and they have a lot of testosterone built up and shit like that. Like I did a lot of shows for the Marines, and they extra turnt anyway. I don't like a lot of events with just dudes, and I did like a whole tour in Japan. I was like, this is weird. I don't like it.
They mad because they ain't get to kill nobody when they was on deployment, so they come back and like, somebody finna get it.
And they get drunk and they fight every weekend. They fight their friends and she's like, bro, punch me in the face, bro. I'm like,
how many of the comedians were black?
Me. If you hire a fat comedian, it counts as like two or three. It counts as a group. It counts as a plethora of comedians, a gaggle of comedians.
A team?
When I did jokes over there in Japan, I forgot where we were. It was some small base. And it was only like maybe 12 people at the show. But I was like, I want to go first. Fiji? Yeah, it wasn't Mount Fiji because that's the one. We did Mount Fiji after South Korea. And then we did something else. It was like our third or fourth show. It's only 12 people in there, all white dudes, buzz cuts. And they were drinking their beer out of pitchers. Mm-hmm. They didn't use cups. All of them had their own pitcher. And I was like, bro, it's going to get bad in here, bro.
And it's free. Yeah. It's like free for them. It's like, they like to keep them on campus. They like to keep them on base. So that's why they bring entertainers over there and stuff. But I went with like the Nitro girls. So it was like, hurry up and get done with your damn jokes. We're trying to see these white women do cheerleading routines.
So you was the only comic as entertainment then?
It was two comics. It was me and this guy named Jeff from Boston, older white man. It was me and him, these girls. They were called, I forgot the name, but they used to be Nitro Girls, but I forgot the name of their group. And then we were with a band called Red Jumpsuit. So it was like a whole tour. We went like Okinawa, Iwakuni. We went to South Korea. It was a lot. It was a lot of travel,
That's whole tour. They hit the same spots. All of them hit the same spots.
And you can't get porn on the internet over there. It's like, huh?
Oh, snap. So that testosterone.
They don't say that before you leave.
Yeah.
In your room later on, like, all right, laptop.
What does it say? Blah. What does it say?
Nigga, take your nasty ass to bed. That was
it's a gift.
Go to bed, soldier.
What was the Nitro Girls for? Because I vaguely remember that.
The Nitro Girls was on the wrestling, but they have I forgot what it's called.
It wasn't Gladiators, was it?
No, they were like, it's like a cheerleading squad for wrestling. It was like they did like a dance squad or some shit. They, you know what I'm saying? Like a
for a WCW, I think at the time.
Yeah, but a lot of those girls that was on, they gonna kill me because I'm still cool to a lot of them. Shit. They were called something angels.
They just did dance routines.
Yes, they did like but it was like very America. It was like I'm in America, you and me. It was like white power. It was like I wasn't even supposed to be there. It was like I was in the white power motherboard. I was like, oh, this is where they download white men. This is where they make them.
They brought Ronnie just so they can get the equality check.
He's like, see, we brought one of them over here.
Yeah,
he's
they got here. A little diversity bump for that.
Yeah, it was. Wow. It's always like a black girl somewhere and a black dude just like.
Yeah,
at Jovia, huh?
The Nitro girls headlined.
I think so. Me and Jeff went first. No, Red Jumpsuit headlined. So then they would do like mosh pit white boy shit after that. Like Red Jumpsuit is a band. They had a couple hit records, but they used to like Full Metal band. They were kicking with the Nitro girls after, so my married ass would just be in my room like.
Ronnie, how did you get on that?
Huh?
I said, you don't seem like you match. How did you get on that?
Yeah, what kind of jokes were you telling?
I'm funny as shit. Like,
it don't look like they was looking for
it's
black.
It's like a it's exactly like a college show. It's just dudes. It's more dudes. It's there because it was called the Single Marine Program, and what they did was entertain the Marines that didn't have like families and they were young. A lot of those dudes deployed were like 18, 19 years old, you know what I'm saying, 20. Okay. No family, they just buy Mustangs and Hellcats and just drive fast on the weekends and shit. And they were trying to prevent them from drinking and driving in the little neighborhoods of wherever the fuck they are at. Because we went to all over the U.S. and, you know, all over overseas, wherever they were at, they would just want you. They want them on campus, kind of like students, like kids. They don't want them to drink and drive because they just drink. They can't smoke. They drink and then they come back on base. And they were trying to do activities for them on base. Like I did it in what's the shit by Joshua Tree, 29 Palms. It was like
29 Palms.
Yeah. Yeah, I did that shit like last summer. I hosted like a concert with I can't think of it's another white band that's big as hell, and I hosted that concert. But I had hecklers and shit. It was so funny. I was just like, it was like, it'll be a group of white boys. They were like, show us your tits. And I'm like, you want to see these titties? You can't, you don't want to see these titties, bro. So it was like a family day big event out there. So I do a lot of those.
That's like, crazy.
Poop jokes go everywhere. I do poop jokes if I'm not sure about some shit. Poop jokes and roommate jokes about dudes who live with roommates. They always
can't go wrong with that.
Can't go wrong with that. Roommate shit. Like all of them are tired of their roommates. They tired of everybody. And they just got out of high school. So
there it is. All right, well, we're gonna jump into today's first topic. Shout out to our special guest. We got Keenan Baker in the house. We got Ronnie Jordan. Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Meg Scoop. I'm to hear more. We're gonna jump into this first topic right after this.
Rocket Money users, did Rocket Money cancel a subscription for you that was otherwise time consuming? How much do you think you're paying in subscriptions every month? The answer is, it's probably more than you think. Over 74% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about. I know I definitely did. There were plenty of times I was looking at my bank account like, man, my money is just draining quickly. But thank you to Rocket Money, it found those subscriptions and let me know the ones that I was paying money on that I forgot about. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. Here's what's dope about it. I can see all my subscriptions in one place, and if I see something I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps. It's that easy. Also, I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Now, here's one of my favorite things. Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/squad. That's rocketmoney.com/squad. SQUADD. rocketmoney.com/squad.
Would you rather be confined to your house for a year versus 3 months in prison?
Why would
this ain't your regular prison, though. This is like locked up abroad type prison.
Abroad? Like in a bad way or a good way?
What? Have you seen the show?
That's not even, it's not even even.
How?
Yeah, I'm going to stay home. I got Wi-Fi.
You could be in the comfort of your home.
Pick home. When you trying to put us in Guantanamo, why would anyone choose that?
It's only 3 months, though.
Only 3 months of Guantanamo?
I think people underestimate jail, like, or prison. Like,
right. That's what I'm saying. If you ever been there for an hour,
yeah,
you do not want to go to that month.
Yeah, we just did time in the pandemic, so like we just came off a year or some change.
I can't wait to pandemic crank back up.
But listen, even with the pandemic, niggas was getting itchy. They was looking out that window wanting to get out, though.
Not me, nigga.
I wasn't really, no.
I was feeling fine.
I didn't understand the people who were like going crazy, like, oh, I need to get out of here. Like, damn, you hate your house?
No, it's not that you hate your house, but you get bored. You get cabin fever looking at the same four walls the whole time.
I was getting a little bit of cabin fever.
You got four walls in prison.
Yeah, but you got unlimited friends.
Unlimited friends.
You. Those are friends to hear.
Listen, what you got to do in prison is you got to make yourself valuable, right? You got to either be funny, be talented to like sing or rap,
or have good bussy.
If you make good spreads, they'll fuck with you.
Tahir, you will be Ice Spice in jail. They will be bidding on you like a damn auction. And while you process it, they'll be like, I got the red one, nigga.
The first day they give you a nickname, they be like, what's up, Bookie Butt? How you doing?
Ginger Spice, what's good? You like, oh, hell no.
Dick with hips, too?
Do not bite the honey bun on your bed. If they leave a honey bun on your bed, that's an engagement ring. Don't eat it. Don't touch it. You pretty much got to hit the dude that put it there. You got to fight the first nigga immediately. Like, you got to hit somebody first.
Once Tahir bend over slightly, they see them gun tattoos and we're like, oh, he got the
tramp stamps. You got tramp stamps? Oh.
Doggy style this nigga.
Doggy style this nigga.
They gonna have, that's the only
red. Yeah, they gonna be, as soon as you get in prison, they gonna be like, it's 95 degrees. Tahir is locked up and he gonna bump with me. You're gonna be beating on your head, but you crazy.
What do you do? Because like jail is about race. So when you in jail, like you gotta stick with your race. You can't mess around. What if you a black dude that only got white friends growing up and you go to jail, you like, nigga, I don't know how to interact with niggas. Like you can't go over to the whites. They call
the whites woods.
Okay.
So you can't, like, I mean, you could try to get accepted by it, but I mean, it's gonna look weird, a black dude in the Aryan Nation. They're not gonna let you in.
All you gotta do is talk to somebody that did any type of time. If you ever talk to Ali, you'll know the outside is great. Your house is way better. If you watch Domino Effect, I'll be watching Domino Effect in my house, like, oh Lord, you went through that? Jesus. It's too many dudes in one room for me. I don't even like to watch rap battle because too many niggas together. Where the girls at? That's my, I don't like a lot of niggas.
Hey, y'all saw that video of the prison guard who had like a wife and kids getting smashed in jail?
I just saw it the other day on Twitter, man.
What happened?
crazy. There's a guard who was in just like in a random cell, and the cell was crazy. They had like snacks and they were smoking. Mm-hmm. I guess it was in the UK, but she was doing a lot of crazy stuff. It was pretty much a porn video, but they found her online, and it was like happily married, like with kids and shit like that. Just like her bio was like, just a couple of married, blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, man, listen,
I don't know why you would trust an inmate to keep his word. I'm just gonna film it. I ain't gonna let nobody see. And it wasn't even the dude that was smashing. It was like, it was his cellmate. His cellmate was recording. Yeah, he was getting the angles over the shoulder, the aerial view. I was like, this is actually pretty good quality.
It was.
Well, you know, when you marry with kids, the wife, the women, they vagina don't cut on like it used to. When them kids, when after about four moms, that coochie ain't cutting on like that at the house. And then you got cutting people on. That work out all day and off of penis all day. We owe her an apology because she could have fucked a lot of dudes. It's like, they been off her dick for 10 years straight and she fell on two. Like, oh man, you know what I'm saying?
And we seen though.
He's a dude that's finna beat your wife guts out better than you. And he been working out. All he do is think about hitting her, and he been telling her. He doing push-ups, looking her dead in the face. And
how do you have his phone? How did he upload that? It's so many questions.
Yeah. Right.
You can get phones in jail. When I was on TikTok a lot, I saw dudes go live from jail.
Right. I see that. It's so random.
Dudes going live rapping? Oh.
So the thing that throws me off is like, they used to get them in, like smuggle them in the cheeks, but those were like flip phones. They getting iPhones in. I have no idea what crevice that's can't coming from.
Oh, I saw a dude mount a 50-inch TV in his cell on Instagram. He was like, we in here having it. Nigga had a 50-inch on the wall.
What?
Yes.
He probably was in prison. He probably was in prison.
Well, he probably stole it from somewhere else, but it was on the wall. I was like, okay. Like, what about room checks?
The CEOs are probably getting smuggling some like the other stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Like TVs and big bones.
But then why post it? You're ruining your own blessings for clout. That's crazy.
They've been trying to catch chicks online too. A lot of women be like dating them dudes, and they be really like, a lot of them dudes got 4 or 5 chicks sending them everything. So
yeah,
just like everywhere else.
Y'all ain't never seen Locked Up.
Man, I get mad they get treated so well. I'm a good husband. I come home every day. I don't get this kind of treatment like at all. I'm like, nigga, both the girls come to get him.
There was a dude. He had two girls that was on the show did not know about each other. And they was both like, I can't wait till he gets home. I was like, that is messed up. The show knew they was both waiting for the same dude. I was like, this is so messy.
One girl was a virgin and she was saving her virginity for him. And she denounced her family and shit. She was like, they don't know what we got. And he had a white girl too. He was a black girl and a white girl. I was like,
how do you have that much gang in jail? You can't take, well, maybe they had something set up on the outside where they taking care of them.
It's called even a camera phone. He's sending that motherfucking fruit by the foot.
Because here's what y'all don't understand about women. We don't need a lot, but we need somebody who is all about us, tells them that they think about us. Hey, you said you like this. I saw like someone who listens, and a man in jail ain't got nothing but time to listen to a woman, okay? So that's why these women are falling for these jail dudes, because all y'all got to do is listen.
Also, these women weigh 350 and up too. That got something to do with it a little bit. I'm just saying.
Nobody else wants them. So
I didn't say that, but I'm saying it.
That nigga Ronnie cleared it up.
That's not my hot take.
I was thinking that Ronnie's inside his mind. I was saying,
because I know girls that's 300 pounds that got a muscle dude that's 6'5", and he'll kill you by it. I done seen all that kind of shit. Like, a lot of the big girls got big ass in shape boyfriends, like husbands. So I done seen all the spectrum of relationships, but them big girls have two or three dudes in jail, and the jail dudes have 10 girls sending them money. Like, they make a lot of bread in jail. The ones that know what they're doing.
Well, there's also like websites where you can meet, like, it's like something about felons, but it's like not freaky felons, but it's like something where you can essentially find felons.
Yeah, like a felon to have pen profiles, pal.
And
yeah.
You can find that.
Find like felons.
Only felons.
But in the space of something like that, where yeah, you can find those guys online. You can write this, and this is back when I remember this. This is back when MySpace was popping. They had this going.
Yeah,
on.
They still have. They yeah, they still have
pen,
that.
They had pen pals before all that. These dudes was writing letters to girls, drawing them pictures and shit.
Right.
And she said that you. She said the Applebee's with your head talking about. I'm so bored. This nigga drawing her. Nigga drawing her a whole goddamn Optimus Prime.
That'd be such a random picture to send a girl.
Right. She was like, the detail in the truck bed. That was I had to took a little extra time.
Nigga color,
they got time to talk about their plans too. They be aspirational. They be talking about what they about to do when they get out. Women want to feel like they making a nigga better.
But how much time does he really have? These collect calls don't last that long. So we got to talk about.
But she's paying. But the woman is paying for it, so she'll accept that because again, usually it's a girl who doesn't have anybody that's checking for her, or it's just, she just doesn't get attention like that. You know, even if she is cute. So when you have somebody that's willing to talk to you, tell you all these things about yourself, and you know, just listen to you, you'll pay for that. And you out here, you ain't doing nothing. You just working. You got money, I'll pay for this little collect call. That's what these women are doing. You ain't never seen locked up. That's how they be getting them.
Man, hey, man.
Locked up is good. Them girls be fighting over these dudes, dog. They be,
yes.
Dude ain't even out yet. They be meeting up. Pull up, bitch. And they be, some of them is cute a little bit, but I'm like, oh, you crazy. Yeah. Like, that's, I'm like, oh, it's mental. It's, you off a little bit. Okay.
That's crazy. Damn.
It's like LA, like all the, don't nobody like black women in LA.
Who don't? I hear that so much. I hear that so much from black women in LA. How they say they can't find a black man in LA.
Damn.
Well, from LA. They can't find a black man in LA that's from LA to talk to. It's always somebody from another city that lives in LA that hollers at them. But black women from LA say the men out here don't like them.
Me and Pat both from here.
And I've never heard of that ever.
That's what I heard. We were out there for like 3 months, and that's all I heard from all the black women. I'd be like, hey, they'd be like, you the first person to say hey to me in 2 months. I'm like,
what?
But you know, I don't think it's a, I think it's a southern thing though, Ronnie. You're from the south, so it's like normal. But in Hollywood, LA, like you ain't speaking to people like that the way southern people do. So I think that's, it's a little bit different. It's not just a race thing.
So I'm talking about niggas. Tell them to their face, you're cool, but I don't like black girls. Like that's what I've been told. Like you're fine, but
Meg, you said
it. Have some South Meg. Southern Pacific for me. Like it's like what?
Meg said Hollywood. When you said Hollywood, it's not LA. LA dudes, like I talked about it before. LA dudes go black, then Mexican.
Okay.
Then white.
Okay.
We don't go white first. We go black goes first. Mexican chicks or Salvadorians.
Then I feel like that black and that Mexican are neck and neck sometimes, Kenan, depending on what side of the city you was raised on.
That's fair. Now, I'll argue with that. That's fair.
Yeah,
if you grew up in East LA. Kendrick gonna get y'all talking to black women again.
East LA goes Mexican, Filipino, El Salvadorian, then black.
We made it, y'all.
Yeah, that spectrum is
crazy.
We
had a couple
pit stops. That song got hotter and hotter as you went down. The south got hotter. I'm like, damn.
And look,
what was that on the scoville scale?
I wanted to say it in my head. The closer I got to the word, I was like, all right, here we go.
Yo, here, how many times in your life have you said El Salvadorian?
That's probably the fourth time.
That's what it was.
The fourth time. The other three times was in history class, so...
El Salvadorian.
If I'm reading it, I can say it, but like just pulling it from the mainframe, I had to pull it from a terabyte of information from high school. It was kind of dusty, my boy.
I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I would take another pandemic quarantine like right now. Like if we could just shut it down for like a couple months, I'd be all right. I'd be
man, listen. I'll get so many bills paid, not going out.
We'll get back to the zooming. Like our zoom money will go up. Niggas will be zooming their asses off.
Yeah.
Niggas will bring Clubhouse back. They be like, I met
so many people during the pandemic. I was like, I met a lot of people.
How? Oh, because of Zoom?
Yeah. Like, Zooming with the homies was we was waiting on them Sundays, boy. We was like, it's going down Sunday, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, or just IG Live. Everybody just, like, now people just hop on live. Everybody trying to catch the feeling of the pandemic. You can tell. Everybody just popping on live like, hey, guys.
I feel like LA is just now coming back, so I'm good off of that. I feel like LA is popping again.
Hmm. I think everybody outside. Yeah. It's Glorilla's fault. Glorilla got all y'all back out. Glorilla got your girl back outside.
10 p.m. on Fry.
I like Glorilla, man. I want to keep her one good time, bro.
You like Glorilla and Miss Pat look alike. They say Glorilla and Miss Pat got the same face.
They do.
They took a picture. I was like, she need to be on the show next season for sure. That's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's I can see that.
Yeah.
You said, like Pat, you said, wait a minute, Pat, you said, who is Miss Pat?
Yeah, who's Miss Pat?
Glorilla and Miss Pat took a picture.
Nigga, it's right you. Instagram. You Miss Pat.
That's not what they were saying.
Yeah, I'm Miss Pat.
Did you shoot that away?
I look like Glorilla.
No, Nick, no, Pat is Miss Pat.
I've never
that's
seen
not what they're saying.
Miss Patrick.
That's not what they say.
She's a hilarious comedian. Her show was funny on BET too. They let her go. She's uncensored on there. She be cussing.
Oh, no, I write on that show. That
looks like Glorilla.
I was gonna say, y'all don't know. Ronnie be writing on there. That's why the jokes be so good.
That's why it's good then.
That's a fun writer's room. That is I'm like, I can say this. I'm like, yeah. I punch up. My shit is on the floor when they're doing a live show and they don't like a line. If it don't hit in front of the live audience, they're like, come here. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, say squirrel pussy. And then... I cannot believe this is my job. Like, I cuss for a living. This is the greatest job ever. I enjoy cussing. That's what I say before we go to a comedy show. Like, I'm on a roll with Desi or T.I. I'd be like, y'all ready to cuss? Like, it's so fun. That's what comedians do. We cuss for a living. We are the in-school suspension kids getting paid. That's the funny shit being a comedian. Like,
that is funny. All right, let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? Are we staying in the house for a year? Or are we going to jail in Guantanamo Bay for 3 months?
In the house.
Oh, Kool-Aid, baby. In the house.
With DoorDash and Grubhub and
hey.
And freedom.
Yeah.
Go to sleep by yourself. Turn the lights off when you want to.
Bro, I just watched The Wire over just for my Father's Day gift. I've been watching The Wire since Father's Day. I was like, this shit was good writing.
It was amazing. Also, too, in the pandemic, nigga, you can still technically go outside. Like, if you need to step outside to get some fresh air, you can go outside.
This, you couldn't. You literally have to stay in the house for a full year.
What about like a balcony?
Is that outside, Patrick?
It's still part of
it hitting you?
Am I paying rent on it though?
Good point.
If you step on the porch and get some fresh air, you're still technically outside. So the balcony counts.
You could go downstairs to amenities without leaving the building. Is that inside? I'm not stepping outside there.
If you don't step outside, you're not outside. If you step outside on the balcony, outside to grab a package, outside to your front door, it's open. You can't do any of that.
You're talking about like no sun on your skin for a year type shit. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, direct contact with. Yeah. You can get it from the window. You can open up the window.
It's like learn how to play Fortnite or get raped a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to pick a game and learn it. Confined just to your rooms. You had to have one of those electric burners in there to make food. That probably would have made it like a, because if I'm just in one room only, I can't even go to the living room and watch the big TV. You know, I can't go to my kitchen, grab the fridge. I got to keep the small fridge in here, a little burner in here also.
That's horrible.
That would have been probably, I don't know.
I could do that.
Still better than the possible man raping.
I was trying to help it out.
Would y'all try to learn like a new language or something while you there for? If you know you got to be in your house for a year, would you try to pick up a new like talent or language or something like that?
Yeah. So.
No, I would try to use my gym that I should be using, but I ain't used. Yeah.
You got an in-home gym?
Yeah, but I don't be using it clearly, so I would force myself to use it.
But you already know more than one language, so.
I mean, not fluently.
No, you know NAG fluently.
And you know Fatback fluently. Shut up, to hear. Fry yourself.
Fry yourself?
You learned on Flabble.
I guess we all know a second language. Pat knows bad bitch.
kind of the same joke.
Patrick Cloud is a—he's a swift guy. He is very quick with the comments.
He's very swift.
Swift is a good
Pat,
word.
Pat, did you get made fun of a lot when you grew up? Like, how did you get so fat? Like, your wit is quick.
No, not really. But I did
you just
have.
Got made, wait, wait, wait. Did you just get made fun of like a lot? Like when you're in ADD, is that how you got quick?
No, I had homies from Texas that roasted. So. I was light skinned. They called me the AOL man. You remember the AOL man? Yeah. So I had to. That's where I started. But I learned mostly from like college and all the.
Where'd you go to college at?
Cal State Northridge.
who was roasting there?
I don't know. We were just like a bunch of like musicians that just fucking.
Oh, everybody roasted. If you around people long enough, you're gonna start cooking. Mm-hmm. It's just. Yeah. It's just black shit. That's tribal. I think that's. I'm sure they would roast it in the slavery days. I'm sure.
Damn.
Now, they can't even pick that good. Stupid ass. Pick. Look how many bundles this lame got, nigga.
Oh my gosh, Ronnie.
Get your bundles up, bitch, nigga.
This bitch nigga wanna he wants some now he wants some chitlins. Nigga, please. You can't get none of these chitlins, nigga. Master Jess gave us these. This for us. I don't know what you
Oh my god.
This nigga Roddy is unhinged, bro. All right, looks like we're unanimous with the confined to your house for a year. We're gonna jump into this next topic right after this. All right. Would you rather be wealthy with a $500 per day spending limit versus make $500 a week? With no expenses. So you're wealthy, right? Let's say you're a billionaire, but you can only spend $500 a day. You can't like go out and just buy a car cash. All you can do is maybe wait till the end of the week. Actually, no, you can't wait till the end of the week. All you can do is spend $500 per day. You cannot like save it up at the end of the week and try to put it together and be $2,500, just $500 per day, but you got unlimited money. Or would you rather get paid $500 per week, but you don't have any living expenses. You don't have any cars.
Food
you
is free.
You always have food in your house and drinks in your house. But if you want to go out and kick it, all you have is $500 for the week.
Is it for life? Is it for life?
For life.
Is this like a WNBA side dude package? That's what they fucking with. Hey, you got one or two, big dog. Whichever way you want to get.
Wait, hold on. What about bills to hear? Like, how do you pay your bills
you have
in
no
the
bills.
First scenario? No, Which no, what? The first one.
The first scenario?
A day. Yeah, 500 a day. Like, if your bills are more than that, like you got a mortgage or something or rent due, you can't, it's more than 500. How are you supposed to pay it?
You're wealthy. Your mansion's paid for, your cars are paid for.
It's your allowance, basically.
So this is what we spend on ourselves every day.
Yep. So like if you want to go on a trip, you could buy the ticket.
But wait, hold on. That don't make sense to hear, because then the other scenario where you said you don't have any bills, you just have $500 for the week. That's kind of the same thing. But now you're saying either you have $500 to spend on yourself a day or you have $500 a week to spend on yourself. Because
mm-hmm.
in either scenario, you don't have expenses.
That's true.
That's true.
So that don't make sense.
I think the first one.
Well,
that's
what
I'm saying. Like that doesn't make sense to hear. What that means the billionaire one, you gotta have bills too. Cause the second one you don't have expenses, but you can only
you
only get money at the end of the week.
Bills like lighting and gas, like those type of utilities. But if you're a billionaire, you probably got the mansion already paid for.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
They all credit.
That's
okay,
what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
How would you have it, Meg? You would have them having to pay mortgage out of that 500 per day, so they have to pay like once a week on a mortgage, or how would you have it?
Well, I would say it, like your mortgage is outside of like your mortgage or whatever bill costs more than 500. You still got bills, you still got to pay those, but those are outside of the 500 a day. So like, you know, groceries, gas, anything that's below 500, that is what would get paid for. But if it's like above, you get a pass. Like if it's a, I have to pay for my mortgage, I have to pay for my rent, then it's okay. You get money for that. But that,
so then how does it matter then? If you can pay for that, you get a pass for that, then that doesn't affect the $500 a day anyway.
No, it affects the 500, meaning that day, okay, if your rent is 1500, then that day you got 1500 to pay your rent, you got nothing else.
Okay, well, what if you just paid your rent on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? You can make three payments, man. You don't have to do it $1,500 in a day. You just have to figure out when you're going to pay.
Okay, then say that. Then say that then. That make, I'm, the only point that. That I... No, I the it. Only point I was... Okay, shut up, Tahir. Shut up, fat back. Go speak your language. Leave me alone.
I'm confused.
Yeah. Basically, in one scenario, you do have bills, but he said you can spread them out because you get 500 a day. But then the other scenario, you get 500 a week, but you don't have any bills. So anything, so utility, you know, just your bills, your regular bills, you don't have those, but you just now have spending money, 500 a week.
So in the second scenario, is my house dope too? Because if, or do I got to say where I'm staying at right now?
It's
where
modest. It's modest. You know what I'm saying? It's similar to what you got now. You know what I mean? It's very, very manageable.
So if we were
imagine, but
what about like hotel with no bills for sure? But you know, $500 a day still add up. It's still like I see you say you can't spend it, but you can hold on to it. You can.
Yep.
You can. But hold you're already on. Wealthy.
Where's the calculator? Somebody, because I can't use my phone.
This does sound like an abusive billionaire relationship. Like you got 500 a day. I don't give a fuck. You can't hold it all. You got to.
It just I feel like in the wealthy scenario, you can still travel, right? You can still buy a ticket for $500 wherever you want to go. And you got $500 for your hotel room or for food or wherever. With the $500 a week, you got to be more strategic with, like, when it comes to traveling or, you know, shopping for certain things, because you only got that for the whole week. And that $500, you still have to pay for food.
But I mean, even with the other one,
you get it every time. wait, your grocery bill is not considered a bill in the...
No, if you go outside, like you got food in your house, right? Your food and your living expenses to take care of your house. But if you want to go out and kick with people, that $500, anything outside of that house is $500 has to come
then
from.
You for can't travel. Traveling would be damn near impossible.
That's what I'm saying. You have more travel ability with the scenario A than you do with scenario B.
How though? Like you would have to buy a plane ticket that's less than 500,
right?
And then you bought the hotel room on a different day.
Yeah, you got to buy everybody ticket each day of the week.
Or you could buy your ticket for tomorrow. You fly out tomorrow. You ain't spent that 500 for that day. You can buy your hotel when you get there.
Mm-hmm. Or you can probably even do some slick stuff and just keep giving. Let's say you got a wife or whatever, or a girl. And you just keep giving her the 500 so it can stack up. Can you do that?
I thought that was
already wealthy.
Yeah, that was supposed to do anyway. But yeah,
I mean, technically you can. You're giving it away, so technically you could give it to her to stack up.
Well, I'm saying, not just stack up. I mean, in the sense of like stacking up. If you wanted to buy everything at once, like he's like, all right, cool. I need this much money for the vacation. You can't buy, if a ticket is $600, you can't spend $500 on that ticket. You got to spend six. So you can't buy it that day. You can't buy it at all. So you would have to stack days to give it to your lady so she buys the tickets in full.
Keenan, she took your money, okay? She's gone.
Well, in that scenario, she can just buy everything. If you can give her money, she don't have that rule. So she can just buy everything and you just supply her on
the side. So that doesn't apply to this. In this situation, it's the money in your bank account. Should it leave, it's gone. You don't get a benefit from it after it leaves. And you paid for whatever you got to pay for. Does that make sense?
Like you couldn't transfer it? You couldn't sell it
no,
to her?
No, you can't. No, that's if you give it to her, that's her money, not to buy you anything. In this scenario, the wizard said you don't get to benefit from it. You pay for something, that's it. It's gone. Maybe give it to her. It's for her. I'm just saying, because you got to make it make sense.
But I mean, she could buy the hotel room for way nicer than $500, and then you can just stay in there.
You're benefiting from
it. But it's for her, though.
Yeah, if you're a billionaire, you scoffing at that $500.
You ain't gonna go in there, Pat. It's for her. You ain't gonna sleep there with her.
No, I am. But I mean, I'm just saying, it's hers. Like,
no, the door locks. It won't let you in the room. Okay, the door is just bolted for you.
It's a complicated spell.
Y'all just keep doing the most. But here's the other part. So wait, do the math here. So 30 days, 500 a day is, come on, somebody smart. 15,000, right?
Versus 2,000.
Versus 2,000 a month. Now 15,000, you're like, oh, that's a lot more money. But also, you're a billionaire means you have a lot more bills, right? You got probably nicer cars, probably nicer home. You got more stuff you got to pay for. So $15,000 a month, what is that really after you paid $5,000?
So the bills aren't covered? Is that what we changed?
Not in the one where you get $500 a day. Your bills are not covered. You got to pay with that.
You can make $1,500 a month work. $15,000.
You absolutely, yeah, absolutely go with the $500 a day.
That's college NIL money.
But you said you're a billionaire. So if when I think of billionaire, I'm thinking of like Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. These people
all the toys you want if you're a billionaire. You got all the cars and helicopters and goofy shit. Like you.
No, but you got to pay for this. You got it because
you said it's been paid for already. You probably amassed a lot of shit.
What is your bill? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make sense. What are your bills?
You still got utilities. You still would have like
that. Ain't that much
for a billionaire's house? Yes, that is.
Okay, so maybe it's like $5,000 a month. Wait, where does he live though? That's the other part because I'm thinking Georgia. Y'all thinking LA?
No billionaire can live off of $15,000 a month.
They said Jeff Bezos' yacht costs $20 million a year to keep running. Like his yacht costs $20 million.
$20 billion? Nah, it can't be $20 billion a month.
$20 million with an M.
With an M, not a big. Would it be with an M?
A year?
Some of these people's mansions, they have.
You got whole staff on there. You got staff and shit.
Yeah, you got staff. You got
And it's the big ass yacht. It's the big boy. He got the billion dollar yacht. The big shit.
Yes.
Yeah. That I'm still taking the $500 a day. I'm gonna make that shit work. Like I'm gonna just have like some fun dice games. Is this gonna be? We gonna have some fun. We gonna play some Uno for $500.
That cap is crazy though. $500 is a crazy cap.
You can't get more than that. Even if you're
winning a dice game. The funny part, the LA people, y'all is like, how can you make that work? I'm like, nigga, I get some weeds and DoorDash. I'm gonna be fine.
There's definitely ways to make it work.
Fuck around on Amazon a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Amazon day coming up. You know what I mean?
Bonnie was right. $25 million a year in annual fees for Jeff Bezos' $500 million yacht.
There's no way that he's on it that much.
Docking fees.
He still got to pay that to keep it going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's no way.
And I'd be thinking and my Amazon Prime membership don't even pay for like a day on that yacht.
Well, everybody got Amazon Prime.
Dang, I ain't even pay for a day on your yacht. Dang.
Nah, man, get your broke ass out of here.
We paying for some light bulbs on that bitch.
Right.
All right, let's put it to a vote so we get into this last topic. $500 per day, spend the limit versus make $500 a week with no expenses.
$500 a day, I'll take that.
$500 a day.
I don't be spending that much money a day right now. So
right now, I'm like, what? $3,500 a week for free?
I can make that work. I can make that work.
You definitely gonna
make that. Bro, I would literally fly. Like, this is assuming that the billionaire doesn't have his own jet too, because that's another thing you could also do.
He got the jet already. If you a billion, you have done so much stuff. You done did a lot of shit. You got all the shit.
I just go down each day and just pay for my hotel room or something like that.
Probably own a hotel at this level of the game. You probably got somewhere that you own. Like, I got me a little Six Flags, little spot at the crib. Like, I got
a little Six Flags.
Yeah, I done bought Neverland and shit. I done bought Michael Jackson shit just to fuck around.
Not Neverland.
That's cool. All I mean, you just can't go out and ball out at the club. You got to be very, because
the club is me. I'm the club. Like, y'all pull up on me. I don't got to bring nothing with them.
What? I think he said he was going to stay at Six Flags. Ain't no rooms.
I'm gonna turn
Six
my
Flags
shit into,
Hotel.
I'm gonna build a house in the middle of Six Flags.
All right, unanimous with the $500 per day spending limit. We're gonna jump into this last topic. Would you rather be a successful, highly successful blind artist, an artist being painter, versus a successful deaf composer?
A blind painter?
Yep. Yeah, like you just a savant. Composer. You just somebody puts a easel in front of you and you just go. You feel it, you know how much space you got, you go. And with the composer, you weren't born deaf. You just went deaf, but you're still able to like conduct music or compose music and stuff like that. But you can never hear any of your compositions.
So and you make painter, Mozart. You can never,
huh?
Mozart. Versus a blind painter.
Blind painter is going to get taken advantage Beethoven. Of in Hollywood.
Right. They're going to be like 10, 20, like I'm paying you. I got to be paying
yeah,
once,
wait.
Baby.
But the downside to being a deaf composer is that you still have to, everybody don't speak your language. You know what I'm saying? Like it's harder because you're deaf and you can't hear. Right, like you can't talk, you can't hear. I'm assuming, right? Because they go hand
you
in hand.
Talk if you can't hear, but you can goddamn. You gonna be to my OBO. You gonna be.
I'm seeing deaf people have a great time. What level of deafness is this to hear? Is this like Beethoven?
Can't like, the level where you can't hear.
Where you cannot hear.
Full deaf.
Can't hear shit. You this? You ALS? You goddamn.
ALS,
you
want
a flock
okay.
concert.
It's the same thing. If you Stevie Wonder blind, Stevie Wonder, they said he can kind of like see, I think, like silhouettes. Like he can't, because mm-hmm. That story about how he beat that dude up. The dude blindfolded himself so he can make it fair. And then they fought like they were both blind, but Stevie was whooping his ass because
Who
he could
fought Stevie, dog?
I years, never you know, like, heard jumped, that story.
What? I have to look this up.
It's a story on Tank's podcast, the R&B podcast. But like,
wow.
So if you are that type of, if you're just fully blind, like Pat's saying in the sense of the deaf tone too, like you can't see nothing. It's just blank. It's just blackness. I mean, I feel like as a composer, it's good. I mean, you ain't got to listen to your girl nag, nigga. Like it's
I'm going with deaf, my man.
Yeah.
I think it'd be way easier. Painting is so visual. Like, how I don't even know how you would pull that off, or like know when you're done. Like, how you know when you're done?
But here's the other.
Voila!
What are the final touches?
will you draw on your handler? Will you wrote on your? I don't paint it on my damn assistant. Shit.
I get a blind musician because you hear everything, but. I mean, a blind painter, I don't get
crazy.
It. But if you know music theory, you can put together a composition without hearing it. So yeah. that makes sense. You just won't hear the applause.
And you can watch Peppa Pig with the captions on. So you straight. You good. You can watch.
But hold on. You can do it. You can be a blind painter, but in your head, it probably looks way different than what you put on a canvas.
Well, hold on. Were you born blind too? Because if you was born blind, you don't even know what water looks like. So you can't be like, I'm drawing water. Nigga, what's water look like?
Or like, how do you describe a color? Like, how you be like, what's blue?
Yeah. Okay. That's a fair point. In both situations, you weren't born with your disability.
Okay.
Still, I'm taking. Have y'all seen the new shot? Candy got a stud, a deaf stud, and she busts her gun, and she with all that bullshit. I'm like, oh, man, this girl is dangerous.
What?
Like,
What
Candy is dating a stud, and she turned her into she's like a security kind of, she like the muscle, like she a rough tattooed up stud, and she'll goddamn pull the hammer on people. I'm like, she like, but I care about you. I'm like, oh, good.
You know how dope that is though, because guns are loud, so she can't even hear the bus off.
Then she shot at somebody so fast, I was like, oh shit, don't fuck with her, goddamn.
She's like, what happened?
Yeah, Tatum was like, "What the fuck you doing?"
Oh, my bad.
It was a dude creeping up on Candace. She was like, "Wow!" Candace was like, "What the fuck?" She was like, "I want to protect you." I was like, "Whoa, this is cool."
And usually, when you lose a sense, your other sense is heightened too.
Right. So, right.
You know, I gotta still go deaf because, like I said, I don't gotta hear what you gotta say anymore. I can just, you know, they can say, like he said, Ronnie said it perfect. You get the captions on TV, so I can still enjoy movies.
You feel right? Have the time.
Mm. You still technically straight.
Yeah. Mm. And then you make it heat, you compose it heat too. So you
but you, don't, but you don't even public. Know, but you don't Maybe. Know what it sound like.
You don't you care. As long as the check clear and you get to go to the white party. You fine. You good. You straight. You ain't got to hear nothing. I don't want to hear shit.
You would probably be right one now. Of the most famous people in the world if you were making amazing compositions and you had that disability and you were able mm-hmm. to overcome that. Like, you're one of the most famous. But you win the Pulitzer.
Absolutely. Like, you know, it's so funny that you like just... don't know what it sounds like. You're like, I think it sounds good. I don't really know what it sounds like. But thank you.
You got to have like a translator, you. A beat translator who's just going like this while you're making the music. And if you fuck up, just like...
It would kind of
it would. But that's like Beethoven. Work. Like Beethoven made some amazing music and he couldn't hear it for real. And so he like, you remember they said he like cut his piano and put it on the ground and was like listening to the vibrations, just like feeling the vibrations.
But he was already an expert like composer at that point, so it didn't really matter.
Well, he wasn't famous though. He wasn't famous. You have to understand.
He still
none of
had
this
the theory down.
Yeah.
Yeah, he knew
you
what
can't,
he,
you can't
he,
even you can't
he
even
had dance the blueprint. Yeah.
Like that sucks. Like you can't
say,
everybody dancing on beat. You can't even dance to your own shit on beat, nigga. Like that
you can. Not... You can look at what they doing and get in step with them. You can find right. out.
Yeah, yeah, there's deaf dancers.
Hey, look, the song dance? Go off yeah. and you still like yeah. this, they be like, it stopped.
You in a deep swag surf. Ain't nobody behind you.
I hear you could beat like you could hear the kick drum and stuff, or you could feel some of the music.
Yeah, oh, you yeah. can still feel it. But I don't know how you would do that with, like, I don't know. I think I'd rather, because then it really comes down to which sense do you want to lose? Do you want to lose your eyesight or do you want to lose your hearing?
I'll let my hearing go, because I would love to be in an argument with somebody and just close my eyes. You know what?
Really?
Argument over. Argument over. I can't see you.
You blind, you get into an argument with your significant other. Nigga, they can just put you in another room and you think you're still arguing with somebody.
Yeah, your girl get mad. She's going to put you in the same outfit every day.
The fuck? Great cartoon character.
Is this my... This
outfit smell yeah. familiar.
It smell like yesterday, bitch.
That just sucks, though, because if you're deaf, you can't talk either.
If you deaf what?
You deaf, you can't talk.
You still got
you can
own
talk.
I forgot
it's
about
a lot
that.
Of deaf people to talk.
You got ASL.
Yeah,
it's a lot of deaf
no,
people.
Well, that's
can
what
really...
I'm saying. But here, but only people who understand ASL can talk. To
what I'm saying
that
is, if you can hear it one time and you talk that one time, when your hearing go, you still it'll get a little distorted, but you can talk.
Right.
I've seen deaf people talk. I got yeah.
And also,
it sound like a little.
If you're super like famous from either one of these fields. You got a handler. You got somebody that's there with you. If you're blind and like such and such is coming over, you extend your hand first so you can shake that person's hand. Like you got somebody there to like interpret and translate for you. I guarantee it. If you're wildly successful, that would be crazy. Not. Somebody's always with Stevie Wonder. He ain't driving himself.
Oh, no.
Wild as hell. You see Stevie Wonder walk to the driver's side of the car. Like, what the fuck you doing?
He throw the valet his keys and miss.
I don't know if y'all ever heard of a singer named Algebra Blessed. She came on our show and she said she talked to she met Stevie. He liked her singing, but Stevie in the morning he called chicks in the morning like good morning, but he called them from the car. This nigga cut the car on. He calls from the car.
Wow.
I'm just driving.
Where you at? I'm in my car. Like, I'm driving. Like, he be saying he's driving and shit. Maybe let him drive up and down the driveway or something.
But it's like, a music video that Stevie Wonder has out with him driving in the car.
That's the I would do anything for your love. I would do anything. He got a car full of kids, too.
Yeah.
Dad, I saw that. He was like, hell no.
That's crazy.
I remember, you know, he used to go to my church a few years ago in LA. And I remember I was in the back. I had just had my son. And him and his lady and their kid, mind you, his baby was like the same age as my baby. And I was looking over like,
He keep a
there
fresh
was nobody
baby
back there, just me and him and his lady. And I was like, hello. I'm like, whoa, he got a baby.
He was trying to feel your wrist. He was trying to see what your wrist was talking about, man. He like, let me see what's going on.
With Ray Charles.
Let me see what shouting talking about.
Let's put it to a vote. What we going with, guys?
I'd rather be a deaf composer.
Yeah, deaf. Because I want to still be able to see things in a sense of like the visual. Because that kind of sucked to even be able to see things and you lost it. I'll be hurt for that too. Like, if I lost the hearing, I mean, I don't want to, but I was like, I could still see beautiful people. I could still see the movies and enjoy all that stuff. So, deaf.
Yeah, I'm going to Despicable Me with the captions on. That's what I'm doing.
At the movie theater? Yeah. I'm going deaf too.
Yeah, probably deaf.
Captions.
Much as I really hate to lose music. I just would say, as much as I hate to lose music, captions, though. Captions is the deciding factor for me. You still be able to watch all your favorite shows, captions, all your movies with the captions.
And you got phones. These can text you still. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got phones and all kind of shit going on. Technology is all right. And they might cure that shit.
I would go with the deaf composer.
Let me get a stem cell eardrum that grew off the back of a pig.
Did everybody choose deaf?
Yeah.
All right. This is another unanimous one with the deaf. Shout out to our special guests, Keenan Baker, Ronnie Jordan today. Shout out to the OG squad, Patrick Cloud, Meg Scoop. I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
What?